Hey everyone, it's Thursday. I hope you got your beverage in hand. I'm Shari. Who the rest of y'all?
Hey!
Because I'm Shari.
Yo. Hey! What's up, man? And y'all know who, y'all
delayed
know,
reaction today.
Y'all know who this is. I don't even have to say
who is it.
Because everybody knows who I am.
Who are you?
But they don't, though.
I'm Mr.
Say my name.
You better sing, girl.
I'm Daddy Fat Sacks.
Oh, my goodness.
Daddy Fat Sacks. Shit sounds crazy.
You're going to have a new name every episode.
Yeah, this is Daddy Fat Sacks.
All right. Yeah. And who are you other two ladies?
I'm sorry.
Hi, Ebony. This is Lisa.
And this is Ebony.
On standby with a cherry Coke in my hand. That's my go-to drink.
Oh, my cherry goodness. Coke. All right. So you got a cherry Coke. What you drinking on, Ebony?
Right now, I just have a Mountain Dew.
Ew. All right. And how about you, Julian?
I'm drinking 1800.
Okay. All right.
You got something serious going on.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
You must have had one of those kind of days.
You know what? Actually, I had a really, really good day. I went to work.
Awesome.
I did my job, got off, and went to the bank, did a little light shopping, and... I'm just here on the phone with you beautiful ladies.
All right. Well, I'm drinking rosé. And this
evening.
That's
a good one.
Yes. That's been my go-to drink here lately. So that's what I'm drinking. Anyway. Okay. Yeah. So,
Maybe I'll have me a Smirnoff since y'all drinking. I'll get up and crack one
peer
open.
Peer pressure. Peer pressure works.
Smirnoff green apple.
Peer pressure
works. I'm sorry. Are you going to drink one of those Smirnoff wine coolers? Is that what you're saying?
Green apple.
That's exactly what I said, but it's like a fuzzy neighbor or something like that. Yeah?
That's what it's called.
But it's a wine cooler, yes?
Yeah, because you know why I'm reduced to wine coolers? Since you brought it up. Because somebody came to my house for Thanksgiving and drank all my damn white grape Syrah.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, that was 2 weeks ago, right?
Yeah, and I haven't had time to go to the liquor store, so now all I have is Jack Honey, and I don't feel like taking shots right now.
First of all, the grape Ciroc is not empty. The bottle is not empty.
Yeah, it's barely a shot in there.
That is a lie.
I turned that bottle up to my lips, and two drips came out.
You are a liar. That means other people were drinking it as well as me, because I only had three drinks.
Oh, see, I didn't even call you. I didn't even say no names.
Oh, I didn't say no names. Listen, I was at your motherfucking house.
That was a setup. Sorry,
at your motherfucking house, and you done put your whole the shade out there, bitch.
Are you feeling some type of way?
I feel all the types of ways.
You got me talking like you can see me.
I'm just trying to figure out why is Shari so snappy tonight. I mean, geez.
I know. Are you on your cycle?
If I did have a cycle, bitch, I probably would be on it.
Are you not getting? Whoa! What did she just say?
Anyway.
Anyway, I don't got time.
Don't act like I was the only person in your house to drink.
Who?
Exactly.
I wasn't drinking.
You ain't the only person that live in your house. There are three other grown adults that live in your home.
Well, my husband said.
Okay, great.
He was drinking too.
Tell your husband thank you for throwing me under the bus. I appreciate it, husband.
No, he said he was drinking. He was drinking.
It's okay. No problem.
He said he was drinking.
Carry on. Moving right along.
All right.
Now, I would like to play a game because I need to change the whole dynamics of all this energy. See that right there?
Yeah, because it's a lot of it's a It's a lot of hostility on the line tonight. I mean, it's kind of spilled over into the show.
I feel like we need a therapist today.
I don't know if someone needs some, if someone needs some dick or if someone needs a drink or I don't know what is going on here, but I mean, it's a lot of snappy.
I don't know. I don't know if people need dick in their lives or not, but somebody.
I don't know. I don't need no dick.
I do.
Lisa, you need, Lisa, do you need some dick or what's going on? You all right?
I'm gonna pay a visit to the toy store sometime.
You gonna pay a visit to the store? Now, listen. Lisa, let me tell you something, baby, you know, and I'm saying this with love, you know.
Temporary.
That toy can't do what we do, you know.
And you can't do what the toy do.
So,
you know what?
You better say that.
We're going to turn this show into a whole different... Let's leave that alone, sir. Let's move on down the road, yeah?
I'm just stating the obvious. Every woman knows that a man cannot do what the toy can do. Period.
That girl preaching over there. You saying some words, honey.
Period.
Y'all not gonna disrespect men on this goddamn Y'all not gonna disrespect men like that. Y'all gonna get that shit together. Okay, y'all not gonna disrespect us.
You the one putting it out in the atmosphere. I'm just bringing the facts.
Hashtag facts. Cause y'all, all y'all snatch ain't all, you know, some of y'all snatch be a little, you know.
Ain't nobody talking about no snatches right now.
You see how men deflect? He brings up something, I say the fact, and then he deflects and go find something else to talk about. We're talking about men versus a vibrator.
Right.
Look, let's get off of the vibrator and all. Let's get on it.
We're already on it. We're on it. Let's get on it. So, Julian, you think you can do more for a woman than the vibrator?
Yes, I can. What you mean?
Julian, do you think that a man can hit all the spots
like a vibrator
in the way that a vibrator does?
Especially when y'all's batteries be running low?
I think it just depends on where you are in your life. I mean, me personally,
where you are in your life.
And the next question is, does a man have the stamina that a vibrator has?
Mm-mm. Well, I would no, because the fucking battery—it's battery operated. I'm a fucking human being. I ain't got no night, girl. Hurry up so we can go to fucking sleep. I gotta go to work in the morning.
Well, y'all be acting superhuman and shit.
Yeah, you superhuman. You over here slanging this dick around to everybody.
Listen,
you know what I'm saying?
First of all, I don't have community dick. Let's get that straight. Second of all,
not anymore. Mac and cheese, put that shit on lock. Mac and cheese, put that on lock. So you're correct. It's no longer a community dick. But when it was a community dick 2 weeks ago. So two weeks ago, dick.
You know what? Let's move the fuck along, okay? Because I don't want no trouble with you efforts on this goddamn phone. I don't make me start hitting butts, okay? I don't want no problem, okay? Lisa, Lisa, where you at? Lisa,
yes,
stop
dude.
Goddamn laughing, Lisa. Where you at?
Yes,
stop all that goddamn laughing. Listen, Lisa. Here's the thing, and I'm being honest about this. I have to have a disclaimer. I have to put this out there. You know, I'm gonna eat. Everybody knows that I'm gonna only eat vagina for 10 minutes, right? Mm-hmm. I need to add something to that. I'm gonna eat pussy for 10 minutes, and I'm gonna give you hard dick for 2 minutes straight. That's it. That's the best I can do.
mac and cheese, girl. I cannot wait to meet you, honey.
Has won.
What?
2 minutes.
So this whole scenario is 12 minutes.
I wouldn't give a fuck about the vibrator.
12 minutes.
I got to be up for. Yes, right. So you got 12 minutes of oral pleasure and penetration with me. I ain't got all night.
Wait. Hold on, let me get this right. So, you got a 10-minute tongue, but a 2-minute dingling?
You're right. That motherfucker got a dingling. You said that right. Because a dingling can only go about 2 minutes. So, he got a dingling. You no longer have a dingling, and you have a dingling.
I'm not mad with you for saying that. I'm agreeing with you, yes. Because I ain't got shit. Listen, you know what? I can lay on. Listen, when I lay you down, right, and I can lay on my belly, get my face between your legs, and if it's a nice movie on TV that's playing, I can look at the TV while watch the movie. He can put that.
Oh, you're a lazy fuck.
You're not even giving your all to that 10 minutes of eating the pussy.
Come on.
Oh my.
Oh, you a lazy.
And then your whole ass in the trash.
Listening to the conversation, then that means that basically you may not even get one orgasm.
Right.
And I need at least three or four of those motherfuckers.
Who said that? Lisa, did you just say that?
Yes.
Lisa, you need four orgasms.
I need at least three or four.
And your tongue ain't gonna work, buddy.
Lisa, I got to go to work 4 o'clock in the morning. I ain't got time. Get your
case, if you gotta go to work at 4 o'clock in the morning, we need to have sex on the days when you ain't gotta fucking go to work. Cause 12 motherfucking minutes, bitch. 12 motherfucking minutes. Fuck really that and two. Fuck you and your little ding-a-ling. And you know what? Every time I have sex with you, it'll be your little ding-a-ling. So I guess you're gonna bring your little ding-a-ling over here for 2 minutes.
Okay, first of all, y'all gonna back the fuck up off me, okay?
Because if you got 2 minutes, you ain't got no dick, you got a ding-a-ling.
You got a little ding-a-ling.
Second of all, never mind the size of my dick, allegedly. Never mind that, okay?
It doesn't matter. It's a ding-a-ling. I don't care what size it is.
Look, watch your mouth.
Ding-a-ling,
ding-a-ling.
Ding-a-ling, ding-a-ling.
Yeah, that's right. Y'all can say what y'all want to say, but I tell you what, I ain't going to work tired, goddammit.
So let me ask this.
Have sex Friday nights and Saturday nights. That's when I give you all you can have.
What's that? 4 minutes a dick?
I got 4 minutes.
That's right. That's all I got. That's all I got to give. That's all I got. But wait a minute, hold up. Why are y'all staying on this phone?
You tell your girlfriend that.
Never mind her. Okay, you know, she gets taken care of.
Mac and Cheese must have her own arsenal of toys, and she must rub one out before she comes and sees you.
She probably does.
As a person, because you know, women will stay with a man because they like them as a person, and they dick is just okay. Mm. Women will stay for shit like that.
That is true.
So that is, you must be a A1 guy that we are not privy to knowing him.
But hold on. Can I say something?
Yes.
I mean, you might, okay, so maybe she knows something we don't know, because what I've heard in these few weeks, it makes him great. He don't pay for dates. He eats pussy for 10 minutes. The ding-a-ling is for two.
Right.
What's so fantastic about this nigga? I'm trying to figure out. So,
I'm mesmerizing. It's everything that encompasses me, okay? And listen, I'm telling you the truth, okay? I am not going to be on top of you, bumping and sweating all fucking night. I got dogs to eat for 2 minutes, bitch. Let's go.
Hey,
you're
not sweating all night.
Hell no, I ain't sweating all night. I need a bottle of water, bitch. I gotta go to work in the morning. What you gonna do?
Are you offended if she finishes?
No,
because it sounds like you're coming.
You have to.
So yeah, are you offended? She gets her toy and finishes off with you laying right there.
I'm so. What you say? What you say to that woman?
So you nut. She hasn't. and you're like, ooh, I'm exhausted. That 2 minutes will be out, Jack. Right. That's my bottle of water. And then she just reaches under her bed and grabs her toy and finishes off. You feeling some type of way?
Hell no, I'm going to sleep. I got to go to work in the morning. I'm there for that. See, listen, see, you know what the problem is? And I've said this a couple of episodes ago. I don't think
ding-a-ling.
At this time. The reason why there are a lot of people out here passing off bad sex is because people are not honest with the people that they're having sex with.
Clearly, mac and cheese is not honest with you. Really likes you as a person, but she ain't happy.
I'm getting
mac and cheese a new toy for Christmas.
Well, you can get her a new toy, but I'm not going to discuss my bedroom activities with mac and cheese. And I wouldn't ask you to disclose your sessions with Oklahoma. However, I'm just saying that people are not honest with these people when they're having sex with them. I've had sex with women, and they'd be like, "Oh, yeah, baby, this pussy good as fuck." And I'd be like, "Bitch, it's regular." You know what I'm saying?
But hold on.
So my thing is that
I'm gonna eat your pussy for 10 minutes, and I'm gonna fuck you for two. The fuck? What kind of trade-off was that? Now, ladies, y'all remember the conversation we had last week on how I said niggas think that eating pussy shit is the shit?
Hey, watch the end.
I would get no satisfaction with this person at all.
I'm sorry, Ebony. You on this phone talking shit.
I'm not.
Fresh off the showroom floor. What's so special about Ebony?
No,
that's not what I'm saying.
We had a conversation last week because your phone clicked off. It mysteriously died. When we were talking, we talked about how some women are pleasured through oral sex and others are not.
Right.
Because we got on the subject of foreplay.
Yes.
And how important foreplay is.
Foreplay is very important.
Leading up to
it. Do you at least finger the girl, Julian?
Listen, again, y'all are asking me to disclose personal information about
myself. First of all, we're not asking you to disclose about you and mac and cheese. We're speaking in general. Do you finger or not?
No, that's not my question.
Can I answer the question?
I think you've answered mine. My question is, what if the woman is not satisfied by oral sex? Then what do you do? Does she get a whole 12 minutes of dick?
It's not my motherfucking job to satisfy her. It's my job to get what I can get off until I got to go to work in the morning. Now, Friday and Saturday, that's your night. But I'm not going to be fucking with you all night. I got 2 minutes.
Wow.
Come on, let's go. Now, to answer Shari's question or Lisa's question or whoever answered that question, I believe in 12 play. I am a student of 12 play. That's what I believe in. But at the same time, I mean, again, it just depends on, listen, why y'all sitting on this motherfucking air acting like every sexual encounter y'all have is perfect?
We're not talking about perfect. We're talking about you and your fucking dick.
You don't have a dick. You got a thing or something. You got a motherfucking wee-wee.
Can we rewind a little bit?
Did you say a wee-wee?
With a vibrator, it is perfect.
Well, I'm pretty sure. Well, listen. Okay, Lisa's right.
He got a private.
You said that with the vibrator is perfect, right? Right? Now, I don't know that. Because the vibrator, you know, it's customized to the vagina. But I ask you this question here. After you have that encounter with that vibrator can't hold you and kiss you on your forehead and tell you good night, baby. Right?
No, it can't, but it'll wear you out so much that you just fall right on to sleep.
You
You know what that vibrator does? It makes, listen.
Those vibrators. I want y'all to listen to this very carefully. Are y'all listening to me? Those vibrators are breeding a generation of lazy pussy having ass chicks.
Did y'all hear what Julian just said?
Something about some lazy pussy, but if you
He said the vibrators were breeding lazy pussy.
No, the vibrators are making women demand more of you lazy ass men. That's what the vibrator is doing.
So y'all are sitting on this phone acting like y'all got top notch pussy. Ain't there something?
Hey, my resume is impeccable. I can send you some references.
Sorry. Slow your ass down, okay? Slow the fuck down.
I will get my references together and have them send you a message to let you know this is A1.
I don't need no references.
A motherfucking one.
Okay, well, moving along. I can tell you
that way ain't nobody calling my pussy a private.
or a thing.
You know what? Y'all, you know what?
Oh, coochie.
Oh, I forgot. Jesus. Y'all got filet mignon pussy. I forgot. Y'all got that filet mignon New York strip pussy.
No, vagina.
Yeah, y'all got vaginas.
That's right.
I have a vagina.
That's right, honey.
Okay, honey.
Yes, honey.
That was funny.
Don't be a hater.
That's a great opener. I needed that.
I'm not hating. Why would I be hating on all these women? I'm on the phone. I'm blessed to be on the phone with a bunch of women that have impeccable, good, amazing pussy.
I'm glad you know that.
Listen, y'all pussy so good, if you took it in the air and threw it in the sky, it would turn into sunshine.
It will make a motherfucking rainbow and sunshine, bitch. Get it together.
That's right, bitch. I got it together.
A rainbow and the sunshine, honey.
So, Julie, can I ask you a question?
Yes, ma'am.
You said you had to go to work. You had to be up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Do you deliver? Are you a UPS driver or a FedEx driver or something?
No, ma'am. I don't do that. I'm a supervisor for an electrical company.
Do you sit at a desk all day?
No, ma'am. I do not. I don't sit at a desk all day. Okay.
I run.
I'm actually out on the floor in the office, in the warehouse, running shit and working at the same time.
Okay, are you pointing stuff and be like, hey, fix that, make sure you do this? Are you actually be working? Like, I'm just trying to figure out what your duties, your responsibilities
are. I'm working. I'm a working supervisor. Okay, I'm not one of those supervisors that sit behind the desk and direct traffic. I'm actually in the field, in the trenches with my workers.
So you have to be at work at 4?
No, ma'am, I said that's the time that I get up.
What time do you get off work?
I get off work between 4:30 and 5 o'clock.
Okay. All right. So you have time.
I'm sorry, ma'am. How is this pertinent to the conversation?
I'm sorry. You gave that much time. You have to rest.
Exactly. I'm trying to figure out, do you have time to shower, take a nap, get energized, and then go? Because you make it seem like you just get off work and going straight to the pussy and you just out of energy. So I was
trying to figure out why the thing thing's so motherfucking tired.
Oh, okay.
You're going to be tired like that.
Again, I'm not going to.
That'll be a great topic. Why the thing thing?
I'm not going to disclose what I do.
I started to get some Blue Chew, and I should have got the Blue Chew so I could have gave it to Julian so Mac and Cheese could have had her 9 hours of thang thang, and then it probably would have been a dick.
Well, actually, and Blue Chew is not just for if you want to last. I mean, it is for, like, if you want to last longer, but it's not because you can't last longer. If you're tired, like, you've been working all day, you just need that extra boost, that extra kick to give you what you need, that extra you can do it.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm
in agreement. And then she could actually ride you. Instead of you just getting on top of her doing your business for 2 minutes, she could actually ride you. You know, y'all can do a little, you know, some foreplay,
a little experimental.
That's a good question. So, if she rides you, is it longer than 2 minutes? If you eat the pussy that she gets on top, is it longer than 2 minutes, or is it just 2 minutes? Just
if I wiped her,
why?
If she made me her husband. What?
Wait, you can't. She can't ride you unless she's your wife.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Ask the question again, because I'm kind of. What the fuck are you talking about, Anthony? What did you say?
Sorry. I said ride you.
Oh,
ride,
you're asking me about riding dick. Okay, so yes. she's right. Okay, what is the question?
Yeah, my question is, if you eat her for 10 minutes and she decides to ride the dingaling, is it longer than 2 minutes, or is it still 2 minutes?
It depends on if I ate or not.
Yeah, if you did or if you eat her.
It depends on if I'm full. If I have a full stomach.
What the fuck? What type of stipulation?
Oh my God! Time out, y'all. I gotta interject, please. I've been quiet. Please let me interject.
Say it, sorry.
Listen.
You mean to tell me? First of all, before I even make my comment, you are the most complicated ass sex partner on the planet.
Why
bitches have so much to fucking hoops and shit to go through just to have sex with you, and then you know, that shit only lasts for 2 minutes.
The best two motherfucking minutes of your life.
I think you might need to denounce yourself from the sex podcast.
I'll kill motherfucking cancer in them 2 minutes. Listen, here's, but see, you know what? The problem is, I'm honest. See, if listen, ladies.
We respect your honesty, Julian.
No, listen.
Yeah,
we really do.
I want all the women who are listening to this, I want them to listen to me. I am being 100% honest. The average man that comes across your path, if you have a conversation with him about sex, this nigga is going to make you think he the best thing since cooked grits. Oh, yeah, girl, I'll get in that pussy and... Man, I hang a chandelier in the pussy. I go to sleep in that. I do all kind of shit to it. And then when you, cause listen, y'all have been giving pussy up long enough to know. Y'all have been enough experiences where y'all been with a guy and this nigga told you, this dude told you that he was the best thing in the world. And as soon as you got in the bed with him, it was over with. So I'm just being myself. You may get some good dick, you may not, but. The common denominator is you're going to get some dick. It may be good. It may be okay. It may be all right. I may eat the pussy real good. I may not. I don't know. It just depends on how I feel.
This is so disappointing. You just disrespect the male race.
How am I disrespecting the male race by telling the truth?
I appreciate your honesty.
I'm telling the truth.
Your truth is foul.
It is.
I'm a stallion in the bedroom. I never said that. I did say if I pull my shit out, this whole room would get black. But that's a whole other conversation. The bottom line is the thing is too big.
That's why I can only stay hard for 2 minutes. Maybe the thing don't got enough.
Hold on, wait a minute.
If it's blacking out rooms, it's too big to do anything with.
I never said.
The girl can't take more than two minutes. That's why he can only go for two minutes.
Y'all have selective hearing. I never said that my dick only stay hard for 2 minutes. I said I'm only going to give you hard dick for 2 minutes. I never said my dick don't want to stay hard.
Well, what's the rest of the dick going to be? If it's
covering up the rest of the room, making it black.
The rest of the dick going to be getting ready for bed. You better come your ass home because I got to go to work in the morning.
So basically, you're only giving her the head. So she only gets the head for 2 minutes.
Again,
it just depends on how I feel and what's going on. Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm just being honest. I thought, see, women, you know what, y'all confuse me. Because women say, be honest with me. Tell me the truth. And when a man is telling y'all the truth, y'all got a problem with it.
We have stated several times that we respect your truth. This is just the thoughts that are in the brain after you speak your truth. That don't mean we can't, this is an open, non-judgmental forum up in here. We just pointing out the obvious of what people...
Hey, wait a minute. Didn't you tell me a couple of episodes back, you said, don't give every chick your A. So I just reduced it to, I'm giving out F minuses and D.
See, when we did that show, you said you was giving out C, D. Now you went to F. Who hurt you, baby?
He ain't even giving out F's. He giving out those grades that the people just write satisfactory, unsatisfactory.
But you know what? I will tell you all this. I want y'all to understand something. You know what I think it is with me? I have sex with the woman according to how I feel about her.
Oh my gosh. This is getting worse. We're going to have to end this.
It depends
on your credit score. When you go to the dealership, if you the motherfucker with a 550 credit score ain't gonna get the same car as the motherfucker with 820, is it?
No.
All right.
Julie, I think we should change the subject before you say something.
Listen, no, I'm being serious. Oh, no, me and Baccaroni's and she's a solidifier. We good. I'm talking about past experience. I haven't one time on this phone said anything about with macaroni and cheese.
No,
that's personal.
You keep that secret safe.
No, I wouldn't disrespect me or her like that. I'm talking about past experiences. What I'm saying is, in my past, I think that I have had sex with women according to how I feel about them. Just like when you take your ass to a car dealership, and, you know, if your credit is a 460, you're not going to get that motherfucking car that a person with an 850 going to get, right? It's the same thing.
Okay. I mean, her credit score could be 460.
They may have to put more down.
I was going to say, her credit score could be 460, right. And she got cash to pay for the car, so she can't
get
the car.
They may have a higher
now.
Interest.
Well, if she going to cash me out.
This won't even be the truth.
Well, all I know is I try to be honest. I'm being honest on these airwaves.
And we respect that. We need that.
Thank you for your honesty.
I'm not gonna sit on this phone.
We need that male perspective.
Tell you, Lisa, oh girl, I'll kiss you from head to toe and I'll lick you up and down and all that. I mean, look, Lisa, I got to go to work in 5 hours. Come on in here, girl. Let's get this shit on the road. If you nut, you nut. If you don't, we'll try again tomorrow. That's the best I can do. I'm just being honest.
On that note, we are going to end this podcast on Julian's good night. We go end it. All right. Thank you guys for listening. Please tune in every Thursday. We drop a new episode every Thursday. Follow us on Spotify, Apple, Breaker, Radio Public, Stitcher, and Anchor. Follow us. And until next week, bye-bye.
Bye. Peace out.